Audi.
Hello and welcome to the Big Travel Podcast. I'm Lisa Francesca Nand. Apologies for not having given you a new guest for a few weeks. I've been incredibly busy with the other side of my job, which is reporting on travel and in the news. I am a travel journalist and I do report on travel in the news. And well, it's been a crazy couple of days, actually. So I just thought I'd give you an update about what's happening with the current travel situation here in the UK. I know some listeners aren't in the UK. The majority are. But we have listeners in about 166 countries around the world, which is nice. So hello to you all. And I hope this will be relevant to you as well. It will be a very short episode, but just giving you the general update and the feel of what's going on. So the government announced that they're adding Malta to the travel, the green list, and they're also adding Madeira, the Balearic Islands, and several UK overseas territories and Caribbean islands, including Barbados, to the green list and the green watch list. Israel and Jerusalem have been added to the green watch list as well. So the watch list is a new thing. It's something they talked about before and said that they might implement, but they didn't do 3 weeks ago. And it basically means it's a green flashing zone, so it might turn amber at any point. So the only destination that's now on the just green list, the new destination, is Malta. The rest presumably can change at any time. But I do believe that will come as no surprise to people. For people, for example, who flew to Portugal 3 weeks ago thinking it was going to be okay, and then because it was on the green list, and then suddenly it changed amber. So I think we're all in with the knowledge at the moment that actually green doesn't mean it's always going to be green, but they're trying to implement this green watch list so we can see what's kind of green and what's a bit iffy. So it means that you can, from the 30th of June, go on holiday to the Balearic Islands, to Ibiza, to Mallorca, to Menorca, beautiful places, to Malta and other countries, and not have to quarantine on return. The amber list means you have to quarantine for 10 days, and the green list means you don't, although you still do have to do a PCR test, although not as many as you have to do with the amber list. And the red list, just to update you, you're not going anywhere. And if you are, you're staying for 10 days in a nice hotel outside an airport, which it looks, I've looked at people's photos of them, it looks pretty hideous. So that's the update at the moment. What they also said, the Right Honourable Grant Shapps MP, as he is, he also said that because we've had such a successful vaccination program here, they reckon that later in the summer, UK residents who are fully vaccinated will not have to isolate when travelling back from amber list countries. So this is very frustrating for anyone who wants to travel, and also for the travel industry, which is dying a death at the moment and incredibly worried. You know, there are hundreds of thousands of jobs at stake, not just in aviation and in travel, but in all the industries and businesses that trickle down from that. Those who need to travel for work, everyone down to like the taxi drivers near the airports, the sandwich shop people, the news agents, all these people are struggling. If you go into central London at the moment, and indeed Brighton here where I live, it's busy on the weekends and in the peak periods, but other times there's a lack of tourists. You know, we forget that we actually need people into this country as well, you know, as well as people going elsewhere. We do really need people and we need to get things moving. So back to the vaccination thing, he said, Grant Shapps said, later in the summer. What on earth does that mean? I mean, seriously, what on earth does that mean? So the next review is due in 3 weeks' time. I'm hoping we're going to get some information before that, if not from that date. Now, you might be asking me, should you book a holiday? And I really think that depends on your own personal circumstances. I have booked to go to Spain. I only have to book flights because I'm staying with my family over there, and I will be going there for a month for the whole of August. I'm not going to worry about what happens when we get back because anything could change by then. And if I have to, I will isolate for 10 days because I'm going for a month, so it feels worth it to me. But not many people can take the chance of isolation like that. You know, we've got jobs to do, we've got kids to get to school, we've got time to book off work. It's very, very difficult for a lot of people to travel. And I am hearing anecdotally, certainly, that a lot of people are saying, well, you know what, I'm not even going to try and go abroad this year. However, I am also hearing from a lot of people that do want to go. People, there's no shame in wanting a holiday. It's been a very tough 16 months, is it now, for many people. And there's a lot of holiday shaming going on. People saying, well, you actually shouldn't be going on holiday in the middle of a global pandemic. But one, we have the rates very much under control at the moment. I know that the Delta variant is rising in the UK. I'm not a scientist, but I do know that we're testing a lot more than other countries who have lower rates. So it's not really comparable. The vaccination is going amazingly. We've got comparatively few hospitalizations and deaths at the moment. Sad as every single one of them are, it's really, really low at the moment. So there's no shame in wanting a holiday. People who are going on holiday are key workers, are nurses and doctors and people that have lost people to COVID or people that have got long COVID. They're just ordinary everyday people. But also, it's not just about a holiday, is it? People travel for so much more these days, so much more. Me personally, being separated from my friends and family in Spain, people separating from their grandchildren, kids, lovers, friends, family, all sorts of people are going through these really human, difficult human times by being separated from people. And businesses, of course, like I said, business travelers, sports people, getting things moving is a real priority. I'm aware we need to do it safely, but we need to do it because we cannot continue like this. COVID is going to be with us for a long time. We're going to have to learn to live with it. I'm no anti-lockdown person. I'm absolutely no anti-lockdown. I believe that we've done a great job, all of us, but now is the time to save people's holidays, people's mental health, people's last days with friends and families, people's weddings, people's businesses, people's livelihoods. We absolutely need to get things moving. A lot of people are also asking me why are certain countries still on the amber list, like the USA, which is really doing well with vaccine rates and more, and Germany, which is pretty low, Spain, they're all lower than here in the UK. And I think it's very, very frustrating. And one of the things the travel industry is calling for is more clarity about the data. The data that we can see, and I do look at it, shows that, for example, this is a few days ago, but Spain had a coronavirus rate of 50 in every 100,000. And ours was double that. So what happens next, you might be asking me? Well, the previous travel updates took place on the 3rd of June and the 24th of June, and they're meant to be taking place every 3 weeks. So that means the next one will be on Thursday, the 15th of July. As with this one, we might get some leaked information beforehand. Leaked information doesn't always seem to be correct. I have no idea who's actually leaking it, but it doesn't always seem to be correct. But this time it did look like it is correct. So that's the next update, and let's see what happens then. I can be contacted if you have any questions. I'm on TV and radio all the time. You might see me talking about what's going on and trying to make sense of it. You can contact me. The best way is find me on Twitter. I'm at LFNand or at Big Travel Pod. I'm also on Instagram at LisaFrancesca_Nand and at the Big Travel Podcast. So let's keep our fingers crossed for some sort of positive travel move. I hope that the changes that have happened this week are enough to save summer for many people, and including the businesses, not just for our holidays, but we shall see. Thank you so much for being loyal listeners of the Big Travel Podcast. By the way, I have some incredible guests lined up. I know I've been a bit slack recently, but I do have a Hollywood star to interview in the next few weeks. So she will be my next guest. And I hope you enjoyed my little update and found it useful. And I will speak to you very soon.